It's been over a month since the Cape Breton Regional Municipality Council voted to end negotiations on the Novaport offshore wind marshalling site in Edwardsville. Now the former CEO of the Port of Sydney is criticizing the decision by council. Marlene Usher recently penned an op-ed letter expressing support for Novaport. In it, she praises Novaport's determination to succeed in the face of setbacks and criticizes council for jeopardizing what she calls a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Cape Breton. Speaking to Coast 89.7 News, she says she was shocked when council initially voted to end negotiations.
I was quite shocked, actually, because I knew where the project kind of was. And then when that came out, like, they weren't risking anything, which I don't understand why they would not continue with a company that is progressing. And there is zero risk to the CBRM. If they think that a new developer would come in and start from scratch and try to make relationships for no cost, I think they're really naive, because like to make that kind of investment without, you know, having a project in sight. Normally, if CBRM wanted to market the greenfield, their last relationship, they actually paid the firm to try and develop that port. Well, this, you know, this is not that type of arrangement. CBRM will be at risk if they go out and hire a new developer. They'll be at risk of losing substantial amounts of funds. And it's created so much value to that site. It's just unthinkable that they wouldn't continue with them. I don't understand it at all.
Usher spoke about her history with the project.
I worked with Enterprise Cape Breton Corporation in COA for several years. Then I got seconded to the Port of Sydney specifically to work on this project. So when I came over, we're already in the just beginnings of developing this project. So I got on board right away. I worked with Novaport for over 10 years until I retired. And then after I retired, I kept in touch with Novaport. I believed so strongly in the project, and there have been a lot of progress, mind you, a lot of setbacks, but a lot of progress. And to this day, there remains all that positive progress. And in my opinion, the project is poised, you know, to go forward in the coming years. I can't give an exact timing on that, but I stay in touch. I, you know, get involved in a minor way, but I really do believe in the project.
The development of the Sydney Harbour Greenfield site has been in the works for over a decade, with Novaport partnering with the Sydney Harbour Investment Partners, also known as SHIP, to first develop a container terminal. However, lack of rail access left the project in limbo until the parties pivoted to developing an offshore wind marshalling site. The site sits on land owned by the CBRM, with Novaport holding an exclusive contract for the last 12 years. Usher discussed the reasons she thinks negotiations between council and Novaport fell apart.
There are new councillors, for sure, on board, and I don't think that they have been properly updated about the project and the progress.
She says the Novaport representatives should have been invited in to present to council.
It's their responsibility to be updated. They can't sit back and claim ignorance, in my opinion, and just say, well, we don't know about it, so we don't like it. Well, I think it's their responsibility, because it's such an impactful project to the CBRM, to find out about it. And I know that Novaport, I know that they would be willing to do that. It's just they really haven't been asked.
Usher wants to see council resume support for Novaport and extend their contract. Meanwhile, the first CBRM councillor to vote against continuing negotiations with Novaport is responding to Usher's criticism, arguing that because this is a new council, they have a right to re-examine the contracts, and says Novaport should have been the ones to reach out to them. District 9 councillor Dave McKeegan shared his response to Usher's comments.
We were elected a month before the contract expired. From my perspective is that we were elected in October, November, the contract expired. Our legal counsel advises that the option was not given to us in time, so that made the contract null and void. So over a year later, they're coming after us now to continue with the contract. But when the contract was null and void, we as a council, we said, well, there's some stuff at the council with the contract that we needed to look into, because it's an old contract with exclusive rights to a ship. And a lot of us on council, well, I guess I should only speak myself, but I don't believe that they should have exclusivity. And I also don't believe that council should have been in a position where we could give away land for a very, very good price. It would be better for council and for CBRM if we leased out those lands.
McKeegan was the sole vote to end negotiations with Novaport after a six-hour in-camera session held by CBRM council in January. When council revisited the issue, their vote ended in a tie, resulting in negotiations being canceled. At the time, CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark said the matter would go to their legal counsel to determine what the next steps will be. Clark spoke to media then and shared his feelings on the project.
I believe when people have stayed the course, invested, and went against a lot of, in some cases, public backlash, but still working in earnest, people that stay the course obviously have a belief in it when you could have walked away easily years ago. And it is about larger opportunities, a much more global focus of how those things connect and interconnect and create opportunity here in Sydney Harbour.
Now, with almost 2 months having passed, McKeegan is reflecting on his decision and feels it was the right one.
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't comfortable with the with it from as soon as the contract expired, and you know, there was no ship did not contact us, wanted to come before council. So, you know, no, I know some councillors were received phone calls. I never received a phone call from anybody to have any discussion on this from ship or anything else. It would have been nice if they had came before council and you know, and said this is what we've done, but they never made that effort. So I could only make a decision on what was in front of me and what I believed, right? So that's and I made that decision. Again, I stand by that decision.
McKeegan previously received a harassing phone call that he believes was related to his vote against the negotiations, but says he has only received positive feedback from the community about their decision.
They do not want to see exclusivity to anything. And it looks like we're hiding behind something when we do give out exclusive tenders like that. So.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.